Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. And before we even get started, I'm going to say, boy, I am so glad to have Austin Price back in this room.
I appreciate it.
Jeez.
I'm glad, knowing how I felt these past few days, I'm glad to be here too.
Well, we're glad things worked out for you. And we're also glad, and I don't mean this in a negative way, we're glad you stayed away until you got well.
Yeah.
But we were worried about you. We're glad, and we hope you had a great Christmas, but you were missed.
I appreciate that.
Oh, boy, I can tell you that one. listen, I punched the notification button today, if you have us on the app or on our website or whatever. But I wanted to let you know something interesting came down, and I promised that I was going to talk about that, this topic this afternoon. Get this one. A second Florida Democratic lawmaker has switched parties, further swelling the legislative Republican supermajority. Representative Hillary Cassell of Dania Beach, first elected to the State House in 2022, made the announcement Tuesday afternoon. She says the decision was not made lightly, but comes from a deep sense of responsibility to my constituents and my commitment to the values that guide my service. Cassell said in a social media post less than 2 months after winning a re-election in which she ran unopposed. So that is some really breaking news in terms of politics, and especially the numbers count Republican Democratic parties.
Right.
So I thought that was something that you needed to know about, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. Okay, you can go to the website and read about it a little bit more, News Radio 92.3, or you can punch us up on the app. We would love to have you come vacation with us up there.
Yeah.
I can still say that. We're still in the Christmas vacation period, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. So hang out with us for a while. Appreciate the ride home this afternoon. Also, the Dow ending about 42,992, the S&P 500 at 5,971, and the NASDAQ came in at 19,722. Roger Stern has the numbers for us.
The stock market ends this holiday shortened trading week with a gain. The Dow closed the week 2% higher, despite a 334-point loss for the day. The S&P 500 rose almost 3% Monday through Friday, while falling 67 points on Friday. As for the NASDAQ, it saw a weekly gain of more than 3%, losing 298 points today. Bristol-Myers Squibb, lower though it was up earlier in the session, the FDA approved an injectable version of the company's blockbuster cancer drug Opdivo. Until now, it was available only through a much longer infusion process. Roger Stern, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Chris, you mentioned earlier, we're kind of still in that Christmas vacay stage.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll see some traveling happen throughout these next few days once the beginning of next week starts. But not really seeing much on the roads right now. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees, overcast skies right now. Going to be a low, it says officially low of 65 tonight, so kind of a paradox there. About a 70% chance of showers and going to be some patchy fog here and there. As for the weekend, it is going to be a rainy Saturday. Sunday is going to be a bit more forgiving, but highs are going to be in the 70s, so we're going to see that temperature creep up.
Well, I want to tell you, I think about us in the afternoon doing Pensacola Right Now. I think of it as an information train, machine, whatever. We're cranking out some really topical stories, and they're just breaking for us, and you're the first to know about it. Let me go ahead. I'm going to shoot you over to Pensacola International. I'm looking at the board right now because you were talking about some of the travels may be in a problem or something like that. We do have a few problems in terms of flights coming in, and as we have been saying for the past couple of days, the flights and the origination status coming out of Pensacola is not the problem.
Right.
The problem's at the next step. It's the hub cities. That's where you're having your problems. The Chicago's, the Detroit's, Atlanta's, Dallas, Denver. Yeah, they're a mess. Let me just give you what's going on now. Got a flight coming up out of Dallas. Southwest flight 1596. Touchdown time 4:50. Expect that flight to be about 45 minutes late. They're expecting it at 5:30. 5:30. Also, a flight coming up out of Miami. It's American 4092, touchdown 5:25. It should be here about 30 minutes after that, around 6 o'clock or so. Tampa, Silver Flight 80, 6:10 touchdown, delayed until about 7:11. I'm running about an hour late. And then there is another flight coming up out of Dallas. It's an American Airlines Flight 1474. 6:55 is your touchdown time. Don't believe that. It's been delayed to about 9:15 tonight. And I say this just simply as an act of convenience. If you have to go pick somebody up at the airport, you now know a little bit more that to plan your trip out there accordingly. And we always say, Austin and I always say this, check with the airline first. Yeah. Make sure, you know, give them a holler, and because they have the latest information, and then they pass it on to us, of course. But happy traveling, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. President-elect Trump's border czar says protecting children is the main reason behind their proposed zero-tolerance border policy. Tom Homan claims that the Biden administration put thousands of kids at risk with lax border enforcement policies. The Department of Homeland Security has reported that about 300,000 migrant children were unaccounted for during the Biden-Harris administration, and Homan claims many of them were sold into sex trafficking and will never be found.
Let me just take you on a transferring role here as we kind of transition to this story. You're talking Border Patrol.
Yes.
Things like this. Border Patrol officials looking forward to the hardline stance of the upcoming Trump administration. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
As we continue to move towards a new presidential administration, many of those responsible for securing the southern border say they're looking forward to the tighter restrictions favored by President-elect Trump. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto asked this on the Fox Business Network.
How much money is too much to defend our freedoms, to defend the future of America, and how much have we already spent to defend someone else's borders?
Del Cueto also criticized officials who were setting up systems to help illegal migrants avoid potential deportations.
They're trying to bring forth policies and laws to defend criminals.
Terrell County, Texas Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland added this on Fox's America Reports.
We've got some sheriffs that are more concerned about protecting a vote or securing a vote rather than secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
Del Cueto says the bottom line on the whole situation,
it is a slap in the face to the American public.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'll tell you this, come January 20, I'm going to buy a big, big can of popcorn, and I'm just going to sit back and watch this thing roll out.
All right, yeah.
Listen, it's going to be historic.
While all of this is hitting the fan, Chris is just going to be sitting there.
Just munching away on that popcorn.
4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy getting backlash for defending Silicon Valley's reliance on foreign-born engineers. Got details on what they had to say and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Mississippi Queen, and I doggone know that band, and it just slips my mind.
Mountain.
There you go.
I love that
Felix
song.
Felix Pappalardi.
Yeah.
I was in that band, I believe it was.
And he died very young. Wasn't he shot by his wife?
Probably. I don't know.
I think he was, because I'll do like deep dives on people just because.
Right.
And
right.
I want to say, yeah, he was only like in his 40s when he died, and I think it was his wife that killed him.
Austin, I think one of the funny things is here is about
yes, please.
Trump is talking about Canada becoming the 51st state.
I saw the Fox News
you've
alert
heard this,
on
right?
it.
You know, well, I got to tell you something. The Canadian officials taking these threats pretty seriously we speak, Canadian officials are flying at this very minute to Mar-a-Lago to meet with President Trump as he demands changes to Canada's handling of border security. This is getting good. I mean, this is what movies are made
this,
of.
This is where the popcorn comes in. Yeah.
This is where you bust out the popcorn. Absolutely right. Matt Finn is in West Palm Beach waiting on their flight to arrive at this very minute.
President-elect Trump has been threatening some pretty serious tariffs against Canada, which experts and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau say would crush the Canadian economy. And right now, some top Canadian cabinet members are scheduled to be meeting with President-elect Trump and his incoming border czar, Tom Homan, here in West Palm Beach. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a now famous visit to Mar-a-Lago a few weeks ago. President-elect Trump has been roasting Trudeau, saying that maybe Canada should become our 51st state, and Trudeau should become its governor if Canada cannot fix what Trump calls a flow of illegal migrants and drugs here into our country.
I mean, how can, as a nation, as a government, how can you, as Canada, be like, is he serious? Like, how can your forehead be beating with sweat?
They're probably saying, oh, that's just Trump.
That's what they should be saying.
Yeah, that's just Trump.
Like, I mean, he says weird things.
That's why I say the 20th of January is going to be absolutely a hoot. I'm waiting for that. I'm so excited. Not so much for the ramifications of what he's promising to do.
Right.
I just want to see what the reaction is for when he starts to do what he plans to do.
I mean, that was a big head turner the first time around.
Between him and Tom Homan, this is going to be a real buster. Anyway, some areas in the U.S. facing storms and thick fog affecting post-Christmas travel.
Yeah, the
weather's nasty. And you see, it's not going to get any better probably till Saturday night, early Sunday, into Sunday midday. Am I correct on that? You're the weather guy around here.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, it's 427.
Go for it.
I got to get it anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. I'll start with the weather here. 64 degrees right now. It is going to be rainy throughout this evening and into Saturday. Saturday night has a 100% chance of rain. So Saturday is going to be pretty miserable probably. Sunday, it is. It's going to be high of 72, low of 50. But for the bulk of the day, it should be little to no rainfall. As for the roads right now, there's not too much going on because I think we've still got some of these people on vacay.
Yeah, it's going to probably be a pretty good idea if you have those inflatables out in your yard. You might want to pull the plug on them and just let them drop. And because, you know, you can keep up till January 6th on King's Day.
Mm-hmm. But there was a breeze earlier.
Yeah, so I'm just saying probably best, you know, just pull the plug for a couple of days here because you could find your inflatables down the street. You don't want that to happen. Interesting thing with the markets. I know we gave you the latest update on the markets a few moments ago. I want to keep you really apprised to what's happening here. All U.S. markets have returned to normal operating hours. Changes are coming starting Tuesday. The New York Stock Exchange closes early Tuesday, 3 o'clock Pensacola time. And all day on Wednesday, New Year's Day, closed. NASDAQ's going to be open for normal trading hours on Tuesday. Get that? Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Normal trading hours. So the NASDAQ's going to be active. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is going to be open on Tuesday and closed on New Year's Day. The U.S. bond market closes early Tuesday around 2 o'clock, remains shuttered through New Year's Day. So get your business in gear there. Boy, have you, since you've been out, following anything with Mega Millions?
No, I haven't.
This thing has gotten out of control. Just totally. Get this.
Glad I missed it.
Mega Millions tonight, 10 o'clock. Go buy your tickets before then. Ready? $115 billion. $516.1 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. Okay, so you're not lucky tonight. You don't win the big $1.15 billion. How about another shot at it tomorrow night? Powerball coming at you right behind it. $145 million, $66.2 million cash option. They draw that 10 o'clock Saturday night.
Not as big of a figure, but I'll still take it.
It was like Clint Eastwood. Do you feel lucky, kid?
Yeah, do you feel lucky? Well,
are you
punk?
Feeling lucky, kid.
Yeah, my goodness.
Hey, real quickly here, Blue Wahoos delivering an early 5 to 8 p.m. New Year's Eve experience. For the first time in 6 years, and I didn't realize this, the stadium will host Kazoo's Rockin' New Year's Eve party featuring country music artist Jesse Ritter. And a fireworks show that ignites at 8 p.m. So put that down on your things to do. Coming up in about 7 minutes, we're going to look ahead into this week of the NFL. So get ready to go.
I'm Jack Callahan. More travel troubles today. At least 122 flight cancellations in the U.S. and more than 5,200 flights delayed, according to FlightAware.com, mostly because of the weather.
Airports having the most issues, of course, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Chicago, and JFK.
It's Fox's Brooke Taylor at DFW. The incoming Trump administration could take hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants away from sanctuary jurisdictions that refused to cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement.
This program is called SCAP. It's called the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. Basically, it is taxpayer money given to states and counties to cover the cost of incarcerating illegal immigrants who are convicted of crimes. But when it comes to deporting those same aliens, these jurisdictions refuse to cooperate.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, investors continue to take in some overseas news as the South Korean parliament has voted to impeach the acting president. Han Duck-soo was the country's prime minister, taking over for President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was also impeached by the parliament after he was forced to repeal martial law. Han took over as acting president after President Yeol was impeached. And a new startup is looking to bring a pill to the market that could give your dog an extra year of healthy life. A biotech startup named Loyal, based out of San Francisco, has reportedly raised over $120 million to help develop the drug. Now, specifically, the pill will look to reverse or lessen a dog's metabolic changes as it ages. The company's hoping that it could also benefit humans someday. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week on a down note, the Dow off over 300 points. The S&P 500 off around 60 points, while the NASDAQ was down around 300. Shares of NVIDIA and Microsoft among the big decliners today. And that is Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Chicago Bears lost their 10th game in a row last night, falling to the Seahawks by a putrid score of 6-3. They were loud, sell the team chants. Thomas Brown is absolutely in over his head. The Bears' offensive line is horrible. And Caleb Williams understandably looks overwhelmed, but he needs to have better body language. And after their next game, the Bears will fully turn their attention to hiring a new head coach and hope they get it right, because this fan base deserves something to watch that isn't a clown show. I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
my chest with love in
she
her
was walking
eye.
Around
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. I don't know who that is, but it's great stuff.
That's Adam Levine and Keenan Canaan. It's some un-American name.
That's okay. Wouldn't matter. It sounded good.
Not un-American. Non-American. That's it.
There you go. hey, in your time being away, did you get a chance to see that halftime show in the Houston Texan game?
Actually, no, I didn't see it. I heard it was pretty polarizing, though.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Really?
Oh, it was wonderful.
I've seen, because you see Facebook people saying it was a 10 out of 10, then you see people saying, it sucked.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know one song from Beyonce. I could not. I know the ones that put a ring on my finger, and that's about it.
Single Ladies, yeah.
Whatever. But she had a production I had never seen before.
Really?
On sports, tied in sports concert type of entertainment. She was using cameras that basically focused on her in a walkthrough from the stadium out to the field. But the camera was following her. While that was going on, there was a band, marching band, on the field that they were doing cross shots with. Mm-hmm. So two things were going on at one time. And it was absolutely amazing. Just the whole presentation. Didn't know one darn song she sang. Not one. It didn't matter. Great entertainment. I became a Beyonce fan after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to look it up.
You've got to, because it. You know, she rides in on a white horse.
I mean, yeah.
It was all surrealistic. It was like, wow, this is wild.
Sounds like it sounds like it was a good show.
As they said, and I know a few sources, the network guys earlier today, were saying it was a Super Bowl performance at a regular game.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. If you don't get, because a lot of the people who were upset don't care too much for her music. If you don't like her music style, that's fine. But it transcends beyond that. If it's a huge display when it comes to, as you said, her entrance, the camera angles, what all is set up, how she's done up, it's more than just, hey, this is the type of music I'm doing.
Listen, she's a pro.
Right.
This lady is absolutely, and they ended.
And she's performed at the Super Bowl, so it's not her first rodeo.
Yeah, but
literally.
The thing about how the show ended?
How's that?
She was on a platform, a riser, and it took her all the way to the top of the stadium. Standing. Ooh. I wouldn't have done that for $1 million. Okay, maybe I would, but I'm just saying. But she was up there on this little platform, and it was lifting her up to the top of the stadium.
Yeah, no thanks.
And then as she gave her signature smile, da-da, you know, the little twinkle, lights off, football game started.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
It was amazing. I encourage you. I don't know if you – can you go back and look at those games? Are they archived somewhere?
YouTube,
probably, right?
I'm sure. Well, because the NFL does this with Super Bowl halftime shows, yeah. And I'm sure they did it with Beyonce's. They post the concerts by themselves. So I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
Okay, let me just go ahead and get moving here just for a second. Good Guys posting a win Thursday. You know who I'm talking about, the Ice Flyers. Big win Thursday with just 28 seconds into overtime. The Flyers grabbed a 4-3 win against Macon. Big crowd over the Bay Center. Way to go, Pensacola. 5,400 folks in the stands. Now, tonight, the game shifts to Macon for game two. Then Saturday, back at the old hangar in the Bay Center. It's a matchup against Peoria. Mm. Of course, all home games dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. Let me slide. We got talking NFL here before we get out of here. Right. Fox's Jared Max looks ahead to this week's NFL schedule as we head into the new year. Here's Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. An unorthodox Sunday this holiday week in the NFL. Only 9 games Sunday. This because the NFL kicked off Week 17 Wednesday, Christmas, the league's first games on Netflix that saw the streaming service giant pay the NFL $75 million per game. 6 games on Christmas, this year, next year, and in 2026.
When the Chiefs beat the Steelers Wednesday, the two-time reigning Super Bowl champs assured themselves a first-round bye in the playoffs, where the only game they would have to potentially play away from home would be Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, the Steelers' third loss in a span of 11 days, while the Ravens won three times in this short span, has Baltimore in position to win the AFC North title next weekend. The 12-3 Eagles can clinch the NFC East with a win over the 7-8 Cowboys. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will broadcast the game of the day on Fox in Green Bay, where the 11-4 Packers host the 13-2 Vikings. Jared Max, Fox News.
Hey, Austin, how would you look at that Seattle-Chicago game last night? What would you say about that?
I don't want to say boring.
I was going to say that.
Well, because I like to come to the defense for games like that. If you don't know the context, the Seahawks won 6-3.
Baseball score.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. I don't know if you were aware of that. The Mariners, I think, beat the White Sox twice earlier this year, 6-3. So Seattle has beaten Chicago in sports 6-3 three times this year. But no, I don't want to say boring because the game is at least competitive. I think if it were 17-3, at least by some criteria, it'd be even more boring because it wouldn't even be competitive at that point. It'd be decided by a couple touchdowns.
How would you feel sitting there in that seat? Just paying $1,000 to watch this game, and it was a 6-3 game.
I mean, yeah, that would kind of suck. Yeah, that would kind of suck.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I made note of that. Coming up this next hour, 5 to 6, going to be a wow hour. Let me tell you, we're going to look at the complete bowl game schedule for the weekend. We're going to talk about the games, let you know what's happening, who's playing who, who's doing what to who. So that will be coming up between 5 and 6 o'clock on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this. Longtime Miami men's basketball head coach Jim Larranega, my goodness, he is stepping down from the position. The 75-year-old cited issues with the current college sports landscape as a reason for his departure and said he's exhausted. The Hurricanes are 4-8 so far this year, which was Larranega's 14th with the program. He led Miami to 5 NCAA tournaments and the 2023 Final Four. Prior to his time in South Florida, he had lengthy tenures at George Mason and Bowling Green State, and he led George Mason to 5 tournaments and the 2006 Final Four. Bill Courtney taking over as Miami's interim. Yeah, this is not the first coach we've heard in any college athletics, not just basketball, that has said, listen, I think it's time for me to go because of how things are looking. I've talked about Wake Forest, being a Wake Forest football fan. Their head coach, Dave Clawson, walked away, and he said that where college football's headed kind of inched him in that direction a bit sooner than he had originally anticipated. And now we got Larranega saying similar. I think it's just a matter of, coaches see what this is looking like with paying these players, and they don't like it.
So you think NIL's behind this?
Well, NIL and transfer portal, I think Jim here, he mentioned something about the transfer portal as far as, like, after making the Final Four, 8 players said they wanted to go to the transfer portal. He cited that as an example of what he was talking about. So NIL and transfer portal alike.
It's all confusing to me at a point, you know.
Yeah, and he said he's exhausted. I believe him. It's exhausting.
Okay, some of the areas across the U.S. facing storms, thick fog affecting post-Christmas travel. You've got the latest in the weather and traffic here.
Yes, I do. Thank you for actually setting me up for that. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, haven't had much action this hour, thank goodness. Thank you for being safe out there, especially with it being kind of damp on the roads. As for the weather, 64 degrees, overcast skies. Showers are likely throughout this evening, and they will ramp up on Saturday. The low tonight is officially 65, high of 75 on Saturday, high of 72 on Sunday, where we should see that rain start to break up.
Okay, I will tell you this. The rain that is moving across the country is causing some effects here in Pensacola International. Let me give you some examples. Let me look at the board. Dallas Love, here's your flight, Southwest 1596. Touchdown time, 4:50. In Pensacola, not going to happen today. It's more close to 5:30. Be aware of that one. Miami has a flight coming up. It's an American 4092, touchdown 5:25. More like about 6:15 or so on that flight. Tampa, Silver 80, 6:10 touchdown will be delayed until about an hour later, 7:11. And last but not least, Dallas Fort Worth, American 1474, delayed until 9:16. That's scheduled to touch down at 6:55. But did you notice the pattern of all of the Texas airports that are having the problems? That's where the weather's moving through. So it's been a problem all day long. National Weather Service in New Orleans projecting Saturday storms with isolated showers across the Mississippi coast. I think that's the storms you're talking about moving into our area on Saturday.
We're going to be getting some heavy rainfall throughout this evening, but also it's going to ramp up throughout Saturday. You're right.
Okay. If you're out driving around tonight, please be extra careful. Watch your braking distance. And we do appreciate you having us on in your car tonight or this afternoon. I guess, can we call this night now? I guess so.
We're getting close.
Okay. All right. CBS celebrates the stories behind the Grammy-winning songs. What the heck is this all about? Michelle Polino explains.
Grammy Greats, the stories behind the songs, is a special dedicated to the artists that have won the coveted Song of the Year Grammy from the Recording Academy. Each year, CBS gathers the songwriters to celebrate their achievement and hear the story behind the song.
It's a very challenging song to sing, and I knew that the moment we wrote it and the moment we started recording it.
Hosted by Gail King and Mickey Guyton, the special takes a look back at some of the unforgettable songs, featuring interviews with Billie Eilish and Finneas, Richard Marx, Alicia Keys, John Mayer, Mark Ronson, Sting, Lady A, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. Now, around this time every hour, we like to give you your Wall Street numbers. Chris actually covered them in pretty good detail early this hour. But if you weren't here for that, Wall Street closing with stocks sharply lower. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 333 points to 42,992. S&P 500 dropped by 66 points to 5,970. And the NASDAQ fell 298 points to 19,722.
Okay, I need to remind you, since we are still in this Christmas weekend, festivities and driving and celebrating, don't forget about AAA's free tow-to-go program. It continues through Thursday, January 2nd. Tow-to-go's a free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles. To activate the service, and it's free again, here's the number, 855-286-9246. And if you didn't catch that, you can always text us here at the station, 850-437-1620. We'll be happy to pass that number along to you. And by the way, AAA is asking that the service be treated as a last resort. They just don't want you picking up the phone going, hey, give me a ride home.
Yeah, don't abuse it.
Exactly.
And homelessness up in the U.S. this year. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, data released Friday revealed that the number of people experiencing homelessness shot up 18% this year. The number reflects data from a single night in January.
You a Bob Dylan fan? I thought that we were talking about this at one time.
There's like one song by him I listen to. so not really.
Bob gets a biopic and a classic silent film gets a remake, and Michelle's back, and she's taking on this little venture with more in Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Polino. A complete unknown hits theaters set in the influential New York music scene of the early 60s. The film stars Timothy Chalamet. It follows Bob Dylan's meteoric rise as a folk singer to concert halls and the top of the charts, his songs and mystique becoming a worldwide sensation, culminating in his groundbreaking electric rock and roll performance at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. Lily Rose Depp and Bill Skarsgård star in Nosferatu. The R-rated remake is a gothic tale of obsession between a haunted young woman and the terrifying vampire infatuated with her, causing untold horror in its wake. And Nicole Kidman stars in the R-rated Baby Girl. The film sees Kidman as a high-powered and successful CEO who begins an illicit affair with her much younger intern. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All righty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the most popular names for babies born in 2024 are being revealed. We got details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message. Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson, Republican for Congress, District 1.
Hark! The herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. During this beautiful time of year, let us not forget to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful gift we have all been given. From our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about Milton, the melodrama theater at the City Council, and their decision to punt on the wastewater treatment plant. Tens of millions of dollars, a defined site that had already been engineered and permitted, and go a different direction. Amazing. And, of course, the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we found out why the Voters of California and Daniel Craig got canceled. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I pushed this out for your perusal earlier before we just came on here. A second Florida Democratic lawmaker switching parties this month, further swelling the legislative Republican supermajority. Representative Hillary Cassell of Dania Beach, first elected to the state house in 2022, made that announcement on Tuesday afternoon. So the Democrats lose another one in Congress. So there you go.
Now we know.
Slowly ticking away. But that was a big deal. And, you know, if you remember, put your thinking cap on here real quickly. State Representative Susan Valdez did the same thing earlier in the month. She said she felt ignored by the Democratic Party. So they both made their switches.
I hate this idea of just because, like, your thoughts on something can change. And that includes on political matters. So if you find yourself, hey, over time, I started to align more and more with this party's views, or I started to feel more like an outsider with this one, so blah, 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 and traitor, betrayal. It's like that, talking that way lays the groundwork for people just being blindly loyal to the R or the D. And that's just, that's not the way politics should be.
If you dig a little bit deeper into this story, I think it came about to her religion. She's a Jewish woman. And she said she has been increasingly troubled by the Democratic Party's failure to unequivocally support Israel and its willingness to tolerate extreme progressive voices that justify or condone acts of terrorism.
There you go.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that the first part, but after I read deeper into it, this thing just broke on me before I came on air. And I went, holy. So I thought I'd share that with you. I hope that kind of straightened it out. But, yeah, that was quite a thing in terms of going on in state politics.
All righty. What were we going to say?
No, I was just going to say, just these are important things that are starting to shape hold of the future of what we're looking at in 2024 into 2028.
No, absolutely. Just past 4:55 here. Just very quick check of the roads and weather because there's not too much going on. Roads looking clear for the most part. If you're dealing with some congestion, it shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, still 64 degrees, still overcast outside, getting kind of dark out there, of course, as it does this time every afternoon. As for this weekend, we are going to have highs sitting in the 70s, so it's going to get a bit warmer. Saturday going to be a very, very rainy day. Sunday, hopefully not as much. Maybe early Sunday morning, it'll have some light showers or some thunderstorms here and there. But after that, Sunday should, for the most part, be rather forgiving.
Yeah, it really should. In fact, Alan just shot us over the numbers, and Sunday is now 20% chance of rain.
Really?
They lowered it from 40 or something, but now it's only 20. And you know when we give that number in this area, probably won't rain.
Yeah.
But as safety's sake and just to cover us, 20% chance of showers on Sunday.
It may rain, it may not.
Hey, there listen, you don't do resolutions, do you?
Or
do you?
Nah, I don't feed too much.
I don't either because I don't keep them, first of all. Just right off the bat.
Right,
so I just
you.
Say, why bother? Here's something, though. You can't go wrong with this New Year's resolution. Lisa Brady has more about it in House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. The new year is right around the corner, and for some, it's all about the resolutions. One that many people try, more exercise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are many benefits to physical activity, both immediate and long-term. For starters, you'll feel better right away, function better, and sleep better. Exercise can also lead to better thinking, learning, and judgment as you age, and can help with the risks of depression and anxiety. As for reducing other health risks, exercise can help with cardiovascular disease. Heart disease and stroke are two leading causes of death in the U.S. Just 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity can reduce that risk. It can also reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And physical activity might help reduce the risk of serious outcomes from infectious diseases like the flu or pneumonia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right. And mentioned this before the break. Most popular names for babies born in 2024 being revealed. Out of more than 500,000 babies born this year to parents who are registered with BabyCenter.com, Noah was the most popular name for boys, and Olivia was the most popular for girls.
That's a pretty name.
I do know people with both those names. This is the second year in a row that the names Noah and Olivia were the most popular. The next popular names for girls include Amelia, Emma, and Sophia, and for boys, Liam, Oliver, and Elijah.
All right. Let me just remind you, it is 5 o'clock somewhere, and time's running out. If you want
right here.
pre-order the Margaritaville specialty license plate honoring Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
Buffet.
If he put on a few pounds. Sure.
Okay, Parrothead, you got to step it up here. 1,717 of the plates have had pre-sales. You need to buy 1,428 more to get the plates in production. Still a long way. So if you want to get those plates, time to step it up and sign on.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.